What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday. Corey's off today, naughties, so it's just us. But don't worry, we've got so much gossip to get to. We can fill up the next 20 minutes or so with delicious, delicious dish. Are you ready? Let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big breaking story at the top of the show. So Diddy has been accused of firing an intern because he refused to sleep with the rapper. The intern was male. So podcaster and journalist Touré, who I've known a really long time, very respected, used to be at Rolling Stone magazine. He also had his own panel show on MSNBC. So he just did an interview talking about Diddy, and he said Diddy fired one of his male family members from an internship because they refused to sleep with the mogul. So Touré was doing an interview with his friend Joy Reid on MSNBC, his old network, and he was being asked about his thoughts about everything that's going on with Diddy, the developments in the sexual assault and trafficking allegations against Diddy. Touré has an amazing resume as a reporter, particularly a music reporter. I've spent many an evening with Touré. In fact, I even think Touré and myself and a bunch of other reporters, in fact, I know it was Touré, we toured around America with Diddy trying to get out the vote. I think it was back in 2004, 2005. Diddy was really aggressive in getting young people to vote. It was an amazing cause. He rented or borrowed a private plane, and we went from city to the swing states to do these big rallies, and I had the press come along with us, Entertainment Tonight, Extra, Touré was on the plane, and so we all travelled around together, totally respected journalist, and so he used those connections to get himself an internship for a relative. He didn't say if it was a cousin, a nephew, but we do know it was a guy. It was over 12 years ago. So this was after I had stopped working with Puffy, but Touré's relationship continued with Diddy. Diddy knew a lot of reporters. He was very friendly, very charming. And so he often would reach out to reporters himself. I remember when Pat O'Brien was at Access Hollywood. He was, quote, a friend of Puff's, and so Puff would always call him. He would also call Touré, the other big music journalist. And so Touré used that friendship, that relationship, to get an internship for a young relative. But after a few months, just a few months, the internship ended. It was over. And Touré's relative wouldn't explain why. Touré said the following, quote, I spoke to my family member like, what happened? And he wouldn't say. And he goes on to say, quote, I'm like, why did it end? And they wouldn't say. And then years later, they finally came out. And this is a male. And he said, quote, Puff said to me, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship is over. Touré continued, quote, and they said, absolutely not, absolutely not. And the internship ended. Now, we should point out, Touré does have his own history of sexual harassment allegations. In 2019, a makeup artist said that the journalist made several sexual comments to her, making her so uncomfortable that she wouldn't be in the room with him alone. At the time, Touré did issue an apology. But what do you think about his latest revelations? He's on MSNBC with his friend Joy Reid in primetime, talking about Puff, talking about working with him, his legacy. Goodness knows Touré is an expert in music, in publications, in journalism, in press. He knows what he's talking about. He's a really great expert. However, he had a personal detail to share, something he's never spoken about before. This is over 12 years ago, but he got a young male relative, he claims, an internship with Diddy. The internship was cancelled, was ended, after Diddy allegedly insisted the young man come home with him and spend the night. Wow. More coming out. There have been a lot of people making news about Diddy. There's a former host of Extra who said she was told to stay away from Diddy. Other people are coming forward. We now know from sources that the police did find guns when they raided his home, which is quite possible in America. You're allowed to have a gun. I'm not sure if they had licenses or not, but I'm guessing they did. And so that isn't why he's been investigated, though. It is because of sexual abuse allegations. So they're looking at his phone. They seized his phone. They seized his computer. They're now looking at his private plane travel log to find out where that plane went. What date did it go there? And they're putting together this big jigsaw puzzle. Law enforcement insiders tell me they don't just search a home, raid a home, whatever word you want to use, just because they feel like it. They do this after a lot of thought, after a lot of consultation, after a lot of conversations, and then they decide, particularly somebody as high profile as Diddy, whether or not they're going to do it. So Diddy in a ton of trouble, more allegations coming forward, including gay sex, including being harassed, a young male intern allegedly being harassed by Diddy, which brings us to our poll question of the day. A new accusation is out there that Diddy fired an intern after he refused to sleep with the rapper. Do you think that Diddy likes men and women? Do you think that Diddy likes both men and women? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. We should point out that Diddy's lawyer has denied all these accusations. I don't think he's denied Touré's accusation specifically, because this was made quite recently, but all the sexual trafficking, all the sex abuse allegations, Diddy's lawyer is calling this a witch hunt and vowing to fight back. Okay, moving along, Britney Spears wants to be open about her struggles, but she says they're too offensive for her to share. In a new candid Instagram post, Britney is reflecting on a recent beach getaway. She looked fabulous, and she's acknowledging that while she often tries to portray a picture-perfect image online, there's more beneath the surface. She wrote the following quote, "Nothing is what it seems sometimes," hinting at differences between her public persona and her private reality. She added, quote, "It would make other people extremely sad, and honestly, there's not a damn thing I can do about it." She went on to reassure her fans that despite the facade of perfectionism, her life is far from flawless, and she wants to remind all her followers that they're not alone in their struggles. Britney has struggles. She's been really honest about them. She's still being honest about them, and she wants every fan, everyone that looks up to her, to know Her life's not perfect, it might seem perfect. She might be rich and famous and beautiful and talented, but she has struggles. We know Britney has struggles, and so you can have struggles too. And I think this is going to be really helpful, particularly to young girls out there who look up to pop stars and want to be perfect. And goodness knows, social media, Instagram, TikTok, all those places where you want to put up a perfect picture of your life. It's not truthful, it's not a lie, but it's not your whole life. So the next time you're scrolling through someone's Instagram pages, remember, this is the highlights. This is the best parts. This is what they want you to see. And with your own life, we do the same. But life isn't about just the best. It's about the entirety of it, the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. And that's what makes us fabulous people. That's what makes us interesting people. So if you're going through struggles, listen to Britney. Nobody's life is perfect. And she's going through her own struggles. Really, we're all in this together. Okay, Whoopi Goldberg got into a physical altercation on The View. So a few days ago, I think it was Tuesday, yes, it was Tuesday, Whoopi scolded an audience member live during The View, the ABC talk show, after she caught them recording with their cell phone. And now an audience member has come forward and said, there's a lot more that went on off camera during the incident. So the Oscar winner Whoopi Goldberg got up from her seat during a live show to stop a man who was recording. Well, now a member of the audience called Brian, who was at the taping, claimed to have seen two women argue with the man and that they tried to get him to stop recording. He goes on to say that Whoopi stepped in to stop a physical altercation. He told Entertainment Tonight that the male was putting his camera over his head and it was annoying one of the women. They were like, please stop doing that. Why are you recording? And then Whoopi saw what was going on and said, sir, I have to stop you with the camera because I can see you. So do me a favour. Don't pull it out again. And I'd appreciate that. Thank you. What Brian is telling us, the audience member, is that this nearly got nasty, nearly got physical, and that security was ready, and that ultimately here it was Whoopi Goldberg who jumped up and said something when she saw something. I love this. And it's a lesson for all of us. Say something. We know what is right. We know what is wrong. When we see something that's not right, don't look away. Say something. I used to be the guy that was so scared of upsetting people or maybe getting in trouble myself that I'd often look away and I knew it wasn't right. I knew it in my heart, in my soul, in my bones that it wasn't right. I just wasn't brave enough to say anything. Well, now I do. If you disrespect a friend of mine, if we're out and you're rude, I say something. I say, that was rude. Defend people. It doesn't have to be a friend. It can be a stranger. But defend what is right. Defend what is wrong. Okay, moving along. Jennifer Gardner is sharing the hardest part of raising her kids with Ben Affleck. Now, you might think it's J-Lo being naughty. It's not. It's something else, and it's something that really made me sit up and listen. So she said the toughest part of parenting her children with Ben Affleck. She has Violet, who's 18, Sarfina, who's 15, and their son Samuel, who is 12. The hardest part of parenting these kids is, quote, letting them make their own decisions. Ooh, she said the following to People magazine, quote, I have a really hard time not saying, this is what I see you as, and I think you should be. She said, I really have to sit on my hands. You have to sit down. She notes that her parents did the same thing when they were raising her, and she said she was amazed by it because it's really, really hard. When you see somebody making a mistake, particularly if it's your child, if it's someone you love, you want to say something, but no. Jennifer says the hardest thing about raising her kids is letting them make their own mistakes, letting them make their own decisions. She says it's really, really, really hard. And she said it's lovely, though, when you do watch them. And she said she gushes when she watches them go through this new phase in their lives where they're trying to figure it out and they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be in life. And she calls it really interesting and she adores these kids. But can you sit back and let somebody make decisions by themselves if you don't like the decision? If you like the decision, it's easy, isn't it? But what happens if somebody you love is making a decision, not the wrong decision, maybe not the right, but it's not the right decision for you? You don't agree with this decision. You would have made a different decision. Can you just sit there? Can you sit on your hands? That's what Jennifer is saying. Can you sit on your hands and let people decide things for themselves? Because even if it's right, even if it's wrong, it is their decision to make. Okay, we're going to decide to do one more story before we go to break. Kim Kardashian is being sued by the estate of an artist for showcasing alleged knockoff furniture. So according to the designer Donald Judd, the reality star is making false claims about possessing furniture designed by the late artist. So Kim made the remarks in a 2022 video promoting her skincare brand. Kim pointed to two tables and sets of chairs tucked under the tables and said, quote, "If you guys are furniture people, because I've really gotten into furniture lately, these Donald Judd tables are really amazing and totally blend in with the seats." Well, now the lawsuit goes on to point out that the furniture allegedly is knockoffs made in West Hollywood by an interior designer called Clements Designs. The lawsuit says that Kardashian utilized the trademark to give the impression that she and her brand were connected, affiliated, or associated, or endorsed by the designer. I don't think she quite did that, but nevertheless, that's what they're claiming. They added that the statement is literally false and particularly misleading. I agree with that. If the furniture is in fact fake, the Judd Foundation accuses a Hollywood designer of knocking off the pieces. Now, they are normally worth, the tables, about $90,000 each. You heard that right. And the chairs are about $9,000 each. Now, prior to the lawsuit, they reached out to Kim's people. They wanted an apology, but they also wanted this video taken down. So not only do they want an apology, a retraction, they wanted the video removed. Well, it hasn't been yet, but it might be soon. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's just us today, naughties. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show, we talked about Prince William and Kate. not being at all interested in all the drama of a visit from Prince Harry. So they don't want Harry to come. They don't want all the drama. They don't want all the publicity, all the attention. So they basically are saying, stay away. Let Kate recover. Kate's got enough on her hands. She doesn't need all this drama. Our question was, are they making the right decision or a big mistake? What do you think? Right decision or big mistake? Let's have a look. Ooh, 82% said the right decision. I think I'm with you. At the moment, Kate needs to focus on Kate and nothing else. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Mwah. Adriana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules has a new role. She's replacing Sarah Hyland as the Love Island USA host. So Ariana is making a grand entrance into the world of, quote, Love Island USA as the new host. TMZ broke this story that she's gearing up to take the reins from Sarah, who has steered the franchise for the past two seasons. Insiders reveal that the official announcement has not been made yet, but it's imminent, very, very soon, and the ink hasn't yet dried on the deal. But all the signs are suggesting that this is going to happen. Hey, congratulations. After reality TV, it's hard to get another job. We've seen so many reality stars try something new. Bethany's probably the best example. She tried many different shows, including a talk show. Wasn't she on Shark Tank for a minute too? She had another sort of Martha Stewart, Donald Trump apprentice type show. That didn't do very well. It's really hard. After reality TV, it might be over. In fact, it normally is for most people, but not you. You are back. Congratulations. And now to our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Will and Jada Smith are closing down their charity after the Oscar slap because donations have plummeted. So Will and Jada's Family Foundation is on the brink of closure. The charity was started in 1996 by Will and Jada. The foundation was aimed to make a positive impact in society and uplift communities and individuals in need. However, they have ran out of money. Oh, it makes me so sad that that stupid slap, that stupid, stupid moment is now going to hurt a lot of people who need some help. Hey, let's end the week with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. If you are chasing your dreams, you're not running fast enough. I promise you, your dreams are actually much closer than they appear. And get this, you can run much faster than you ever thought. I promise you, you can catch those dreams. Hey, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and the Naughties, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be, let me hear you, nice. Take care, everybody. I shall see you next week. Pick.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.